Support for MindShift comes from Landmark College, offering a fully online graduate-level certificate in learning differences and neurodiversity programs. Visit landmark.edu/certificate to learn more.
From KQED.
It's time. MindShift is back with the stories you're going to want to hear.
Especially as we head into another school year under the cloud of coronavirus.
I'm Kee Sung.
And I'm Katrina Schwartz. This season on the MindShift podcast, we're bringing you stories of how teachers met the challenges of the pandemic.
And how these lessons might apply to the future of learning.
It's the communities of color right here in Uptown, in Washington Heights, in the Bronx, that are the hardest hit.
We'll explore how culturally responsive teaching helped hold one community together as distance learning pushed them apart.
It was tough. Like, I really thought about it. I'm like, wow, I'm really, really going through something tough.
Learn why some male teachers are emphasizing emotional intelligence with the boys they teach.
What I realized what they needed was what I needed in high school. I need a space to just be human and to be like, I'm going through stuff and I don't get to talk about it. I'm trying to pretend like everything's great. Everything's not.
Hear from teachers who have found a joyful way to get kids reading and writing. Fan fiction.
While I started out as a sort of Han Solo roguish type, I got kind of recruited by the Imperials.
And meet families fighting to change the way reading is taught in schools to end generations of illiteracy.
I had to literally draw a peanut and then some grapes. This was my grocery list.
Hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen so you don't miss a minute.
And tell your friends that the first episode of season 5 drops on July 14th.